Well, in a tragic incident today, an Azerbaijan Airways plane en route from Baku to Grozny crashed in Kazakhstan near Aktau Airport. The flight had 67 passengers and 5 crew members on board. It was forced to make an emergency landing, though it's unclear just what caused this.
A Christmas miracle of sorts. Over 20 survivors after an Azerbaijan airline flight from Baku to Grozny crashed while making an emergency landing at Aktau in Kazakhstan. The pilot issued repeated requests to make an emergency landing.
Прежде чем мы начнем работу, к сожалению, должен сказать несколько слов о трагедии, которая произошла сегодня в Актау. Разбился самолет, есть погибшие, раненых много. И, как мы сейчас только с вами и говорили, я от вашего имени хочу выразить...
Mobile phone footage circulating online appeared to show the aircraft making a steep descent before crashing into the ground in a fireball. Rescue crews put out the blaze at the site as part of its fuselage, ripped away from the wings and the rest of the aircraft lying upside in the grass. As many as 37 passengers on the plane were from Azerbaijan, 16 from Russia, 6 from Kazakhstan and 3 from Kyrgyzstan.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как вы знали, что ваш?
Вот, я только что фотку отправил, все, видео отправил, все, он жив, здоров, на ногах ходит. Все нормально, все отлично.
Он сам там отправил?
Нет. Кто там есть сайтах, наверное, откуда-то вот взяли, отправили.
Угу. А вам родственники кто-то отправили?
Да, родственники отправили, в Баку родственники отправили.
Азербайджанский президент Ильхам Алиев, who had been traveling to St. Petersburg, returned to Azerbaijan on hearing news of the crash. Aliyev was due to attend an informal meeting of leaders of Commonwealth of Independent States, a bloc of former Soviet countries founded after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Bureau Report, NDTV.
We'll be joined now by Raykhan Serikova, a journalist joining us from Astana in Kazakhstan. I'm also joined by Umayma Ishar from Moscow. Thank you both very much for being with us. Raykhan, let me come to you first. We believe there were 28 survivors. What is their condition?
Yes, actually, it's 29 survivors, according to the Minister of Healthcare of the Republic of Kazakhstan. 10 of them are from Russia, 14 from Azerbaijan, 2 from Kyrgyzstan, and the citizenship of the other 3 is still unknown, but it's identified. Their condition is also unknown because they're in hospital right now. I think it's close to bad condition, I think.
Yeah. Do we know if the pilots, Raykhan, have survived?
No, cabin crew, they didn't survive at all. They were all Azerbaijani, as far as I know. And all the pilots and cabin crew, they died.
That's very, very sad. Umayma, are you hearing about anything, the circumstances which may have led up to this crash?
There are conflicting reports when it comes to the reason why the crash happened. Some say that it was the fog, but the most probable cause that we're seeing so far is a collision with a flock of birds. Now, nothing is official yet. The president of Kazakhstan did offer a special commission to investigate the incident, but so far it seems that the most probable cause was birds.
Well, there are conflicting reports on that as well. There are some, there's some evidence, video evidence now of shrapnel, perhaps hitting the back of the aircraft as well. Nobody knows where exactly that came from. Umayma, would you be aware of whether there was a distress call to the air traffic control, and what the pilots may have communicated, if anything at all?
We haven't seen any audio of communication, but we've seen the footage, as you've mentioned, showing breaches of unknown origin on the exterior of the plane. But we don't know yet where that came from.
Right. Raykhan, in terms of the investigation on the ground, has it started already? If so, who is investigating?
Yes, the investigation...
Raykhan, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, the investigation has already started. There are almost 500 personnel on site and 97 emergency medical service units. And speaking of personnel, it's firefighters, policemen, and other investigators.
Umayma, you wanted to add anything to that?
No, it's exactly what she has mentioned, that the investigation has already started, 500 personnel on the ground. That's all we know so far.
All right. Well, Umayma Ichar and Raykhan Serikova, thank you both very much for being with us. What we do know on the basis of Flight Radar 24, that's a popular app, is that this particular aircraft made an impact with the ground at a speed of just under 400 kilometers per hour. The fact that there are survivors is a miracle. There is footage which has now emerged from inside the aircraft as well, of people inside the aircraft just moments before it crashed, and you know, and then shortly afterwards getting out of the aircraft. There are those who did manage to walk out of that crash as well. The fuselage of the aircraft broke into two after the crash took place. Presumably those in the front of the aircraft were much worse impacted by those compared to those in the back, many of whom we have seen coming out. The aircraft, about an hour after it took off, appeared to be unable to hold its altitude. It was oscillating up and down. It did squawk 7700, in other words, send out a signal saying that there was an emergency on board, and then it tried to make this emergency landing in Kazakhstan. It did circle twice, as I understand it, but ultimately, this crash took place. A lot of questions are being asked on whether the control surfaces on the aircraft were functioning, whether it was essentially under control, exactly how the pilot was able to control the aircraft. Was he able to gain and reduce altitude essentially on the basis of power from the engines by reducing and increasing that? What has taken place is lots of question marks, lots of theories. Miraculously, there are survivors, but so many have lost their lives on Christmas.